Communicating with different types of people. Teaching professionals have the challenge of speaking to very young people, parents, colleagues, other professionals and their own friends. We all find the reception class teacher who speaks to everyone as though they're 4 years old amusing. As we do when the local headmaster tells off the policeman outside the school as though he's been very naughty, and chances are he taught him 20 years ago. I speak to colleagues in a particular style that isn't appropriate when talking to a stranger or a child. Being able to create professional personae, one for speaking to parents, students, colleagues and other professionals, is a very useful tool. We change the style of our speech, the tone, volume and vocabulary for each group. I have found that when speaking as a professional, I have to adopt a confident persona so that others trust my opinion and recommendations. Here are my tips for you at meetings. Number one, being an expert. You are the expert at observing and teaching parents' children in school, and you will know what the child is like away from home and with a group of students his or her own age. Number two, be prepared. If you have a meeting with a parent, colleague, or support professional, collect as much information as you can about the student. You will then be able to discuss aspects of the student's progress and challenges as well, and back these up with examples. Three, expectations. Do not be hard on yourself. You are not going to know the answers to every query, and even if you are prepared for a meeting, there could be information that was not to hand. No professional is going to have every answer at hand. Give a date when the information could be available, or ask a senior member of the team how this information could be gathered. 4. Body language. We have covered elements of body language in another section of this audio CD. Focus on sitting upright in an open, professional manner. Ensure you maintain eye contact with the other people and relax your face. If you're tense or look aggressive, this could be mirrored by the other people. You want to avoid this. 5. Recommendations on how to set up a room. This is particularly relevant to primary school teachers who do not have the advantage of adult chairs freely available in the classroom. You need to avoid this situation of you sitting on a high seat and the parents or professional sitting on children's chairs. This isn't a power struggle. Instead, all sit on children's furniture so that you are at the same level. Sit round a table and, if necessary, have the pupils work at hand to show the parents, to praise and to show as examples if there are challenges. Number 6. Developing a professional tone to parents. Parents won't react well if you speak to them as you do their children. Parents also won't react well if you're angry, disinterested or dismissive of their child. Even if the parents are being defensive or aggressive, remain calm. You are the professional and they need reassurance that you know what you are doing. Schools are trying to develop a relationship with parents whereby teachers and parents work together to support the students' learning. Whilst any meeting you have with parents isn't a social occasion, you are trying to develop a team of supporters for the child. 7. Telephone conversations. There are situations when parents or professionals call you out of the blue. It could be after an incident or unrelated to any current issue. It might be during the lunch break or just after you've come back from a school trip. Your focus is not on the call. My advice is to take the call and note down what the query or conversation is about. If necessary, ask if you can call back when you have the necessary information at hand. This gives you time to focus on the particular query or situation and gather any necessary information. 8. When you are meeting and communicating with colleagues or other professionals, remember that they are professionals and experts of their key areas. Whilst you do not need to be defensive about your work, they could have valuable ideas or information that could assist your role. If you have criticisms of others, be respectful of their experience and expertise. I recommend the sandwich evaluation. Say something positive, then something that needs attention, and then say something with even more good news. The criticism is balanced by some positive observations. You're wanting to build up a long-term relationship with colleagues and other professionals so that you can work together over a period of time. Of course, when you are speaking to pupils, you need to alter your vocal tone, vocabulary, and body language based on the age of the child and the situation. A small child will be very upset by a tall man shouting at him, as my son was by the former deputy head of his primary school. A better approach would have been for the man to crouch down and maintain eye contact whilst discussing the incident. Older pupils could be angry themselves, and you are recommended to adopt a professional, neutral posture, remain calm, and repeat what you would like the student to do. Don't lose your cool. One last note. When I was a student, my first teaching practice was at a girls' prep school in North London. The headmistress was a go-getting social climber who knew all the children of parents she felt were influential, but was clueless about the majority of the girls. Whenever there was a meeting with a child, there was a panic, and then the long-suffering secretary would produce a photo of the child and a card for each of us to offer our gems of wisdom and knowledge about the girl. The headmistress then created the persona of calm professionalism, offering accurate personal observations about the girl to her loving parents. Her reward was to receive tickets to Glyndebourne and the Royal Opera, invitations to exclusive parties and weekends away. Many of these social opportunities were given by parents whose daughters she had no knowledge of. The moral? She was well prepared for the meetings and played the role of professional and caring headmistress to a T. Exercise. When you next have a meeting with a parent or colleague, prepare well and take note of the points included above. Did you find it easier to approach the meeting? Was the outcome different? Did you feel the meeting went better than usual?